It is often misunderstood as sort of a to-do list for women.
Deaconess Elizabeth Ullman, author of The Issues Etc., Book of the Month, Demystifying the Proverbs 31 Woman.
Or something that we have to strive to be, and it's very often pulled out of its moorings. It's pulled out of its context and not really put into the context of the rest of the Book of Proverbs.
Learn more about demystifying the Proverbs 31 woman at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Friday, April the 13th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. As usual, we have four soundbites ready to go. We're going to play them for you. All you need to do at first is listen, and then when you've heard all four soundbites, you need to come to a decision, make up your mind, and give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote for one of those to be soundbite of the week as well. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, bumper sticker, and a notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week is from Deaconess Elizabeth Ullman. We were talking to her about her book, Demystifying the Proverbs 31 Woman. Here she is on the danger of viewing the Proverbs 31 Woman as only an example.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on women. I think it's discouraging. And I think it encourages, this is the worst part, that it encourages us to look to ourselves and what we can do to be better and be perfect. And it gets us into sort of that rhythm of putting all the pressure on ourselves for being perfect rather than understanding that we are imperfect and that we can work towards those things, but we will never be perfect apart from Christ. And it sort of teaches us to look to ourselves to find that perfection rather than look to who we are in Jesus.
That is Deaconess Elizabeth Ullman, author of Demystifying the Proverbs 31 Woman, on the danger of the Proverbs 31 Woman as only an example. It's soundbite number one. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can send us a vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Robert George. We were talking with him about the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and religion in the public square. Here he is on progressive liberalism and secularism's hypocrisy when it comes to religion in the public square.
It seems quite hypocritical, actually, for secular progressives on the one hand to say that people ought not to bring religious arguments and religious motivations into the public square, that legislation ought not to be based on religious motives and so forth. And then on the other hand, to praise Martin Luther King for his work and witness, since after all, Dr. King could not have been clearer that his own motivations were fundamentally religious. He advocated for racial justice against segregation on the principle that all men and women are brothers and sisters under the universal fatherhood of God. And he premised his arguments on the idea that people have a unique and profound and inherent dignity and virtue of being made in the image and likeness of God. So it's, I think, a real problem. They really can't have it both ways. If religion has no place in the public square, if religious rhetoric, advocacy on the basis of religious positions has no place in our politics, then Dr. King should be condemned by them as someone who imported his religion and tried to impose it on the entire nation. On the other hand, if King is the hero of civil rights that they believe, and I believe he is, then I think they'd better cut it out with these claims that other people representing the pro-life cause or the pro-marriage cause or what have you ought to keep their religious motivations out of the public square.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George of Princeton University, on progressive hypocrisy on religion in the public square. Vote for it by giving us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Matt Cochran. We were talking with him about how the church shows contempt for men. Here he is with a word for men mistreated by the church.
They should not be letting Satan use that evil to draw them away from the cross of Christ. Because at that cross, that is where they're going to find forgiveness. And that's the most important thing. But the other side of that is that at that same cross, that is where God paid for all the sins that were done against them as well. That's where they're vindicated in that, yeah, what happened to you was terrible. It was so terrible that God had to die to pay for it, just like he had to die for the sins that you've committed. And we receive the fruits of that cross in the Word, in the sacraments, and you find that at church. You're never going to find a perfect church. Maybe you'll even have a hard time finding a good church. But the sacraments are still the sacraments. And the Word of God is still the Word of God. And, you know, you might have a terrible pharmacist, but the antibiotics are still going to cure the infection. And the same thing with church. The sacraments and the Word and all the blessings that we receive from Christ through his church, those are too precious. Those are too valuable to give up, even though you've been wronged. And that's, I think, what they need to hear. It's a lot of people would take this as a, oh, just get back in church, man up, get back to it and ignore what's happened to you. But on the contrary, don't let what's happened to you rob you of all the blessings that we have in Jesus Christ. Don't let Satan use this to take it away from you.
That's soundbite number three, Matt Cochran, a word to men mistreated by the church. You can vote for that at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, by sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. We're going to play the fourth and final soundbite for you, and then it's your turn. The fourth soundbite comes from Pastor Will Whedon, on the Easter subject, talking about Christus Victor.
With Christ the victim, the whole point being that he is propitiating wrath. He's propitiating the divine wrath against human sin, okay? The picture of Christus Victor is Christ whom the Father sends into the flesh precisely so that he can defeat the enemies of the human race. He's the great warrior striding onto the field, the heroes. Now, you pointed it out correctly. The way that both of these images meet is that on the cross is how he wallops the enemy. He wallops the enemy by suffering defeat and humiliation and no one in the evangelist sees this as clearly as St. John. So throughout the Gospel of John, you have Jesus talk about the hour of his glory. And it's really clear that the hour of his glory in his mind is the moment that he's lifted up from the earth, bearing the sins of the world as the Lamb of God. This is how he will trounce the enemies of the human race. But this image of God on our side, God for you, fighting your enemies to deliver you, that's the image that runs through any decent Easter preaching.
That is soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on Christus Victor. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Elizabeth Allman on the dangers of making the Proverbs 31 woman only an example? Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George on progressive hypocrisy on religion in the public square? Soundbite number three, Matt Cochran, a word for men mistreated by the church? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on Christus Victor? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week next.
Thursday, never looking back.
You could win an audio DVD of every presentation from all six Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. Record your answer to the question, Issues Etc., What Does This Mean? On our comment line, 618-223-8382. If we play your answer during Issues Etc., we'll send you a conference audio DVD of almost 50 hours of teaching. 618-223-8382 and answer the question, Issues Etc., What Does This Mean? Please be sure to mention where you listen.
Memoria Press now offers six levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.
You can teach lay people theology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Oh, Lord, open my lips.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live, weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Listener participation is absolutely essential for this to work. You can vote for our four soundbites on this Friday afternoon, April the 13th, by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. A tweet is a good way to vote, too, at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. And phone call voters get to vote first. Will it be soundbite number one? Deaconess Elizabeth Allman on the dangers of the Proverbs 31 woman if she is only an example. Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George on progressive hypocrisy when it comes to religion in the public square. Soundbite number three, Matt Cochran, a word to men mistreated by the church. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on Christus Victor. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Let's go first to Michigan, where Viola is listening. Hi, Viola.
Well, all of them have some good points, but I vote for number three because I think that we need a lot more emphasis on in that department.
Viola, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Diane listens in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi, I vote for number one. It's a very needed message, and she's done her homework well to bring out this truth that a lot of us haven't seen or heard.
Diane, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in St. Louis. That's a vote for Deaconess Elizabeth Allman on the danger of viewing the Proverbs 31 woman as merely an example. Marla is listening in Massachusetts. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Todd. How are you today? I'm voting for Will Whedon. Number four, soundbite number four. What Will Whedon said, when I think about Christ on the cross as the Lamb of God, I have a card from Emmanuel Press. It's the Lamb of God, the victorious Lamb with the cross, the flag, the halo, standing above the tomb with angels and the saints all around. It's just, that's what comes to mind. Every time I think of Easter and Christ on the cross, what he's done in his glory is that beautiful image of the Lamb who died for us and who rose again for us. It's just the best thing ever. God is so good to us. God is so good.
Marla, thanks for listening in Massachusetts. That's a vote for Pastor Will Wheaton, soundbite number 4 on Christus Victor. Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm voting for soundbite number 4, Christus Victor, because I want to hear it again.
Oh, that's a good reason. If you want to hear it again or never want to hear it again. Thank you very much, Cheryl, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Aaron is in Florida. He's voting for soundbite number 2, Dr. Robert George, on progressive hypocrisy when it comes to religion in the public square. Aaron says, I think the root cause of the religious hypocrisy from the progressives is the same cause of all the hypocrisy from that wing. Ends justify means. Whatever can be prostituted for their particular agenda is fair game. I think you're quite right there, Aaron, and thank you very much for listening there in Florida. According to your votes on this Friday afternoon, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 4. It's Pastor Will Wheaton with an Easter message on Christus Victor.
With Christ the victim, the whole point being that he is propitiating wrath. He's propitiating the divine wrath against human sin, okay? The picture of Christus Victor is Christ whom the Father sends into the flesh precisely so that he can defeat the enemies of the human race. He's the great warrior striding onto the field, the heroes. Now, you pointed it out correctly. The way that both of these images meet is that on the cross is how he wallops the enemy. He wallops the enemy by suffering defeat and humiliation and no one in the evangelist sees this as clearly as St. John. So throughout the Gospel of John, you have Jesus talk about the hour of his glory. And it's really clear that the hour of his glory in his mind is the moment that he's lifted up from the earth, bearing the sins of the world as the Lamb of God. This is how he will trounce the enemies of the human race. But this image of God on our side, God for you, fighting your enemies to deliver you, that's the image that runs through any decent Easter preaching.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 4, Pastor Will Wheaton on Christus Victor. Aaron in Florida, if you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, you get the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. And thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. We want your answer to this question, Issues Etc. What does this mean? Record your answer on our comment line, 618-223-8382. And if we play your answer during Issues Etc., we'll send you an audio DVD of almost 50 hours of teaching from past Issues Etc., Making the Case conferences, every single one of them. 618-223-8382. Answer the question, Issues Etc., what does this mean? Make sure you mention where you listen. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get an introduction to 1 Chronicles with Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, our series on introducing the books of the Bible. We'll look forward to the feast and festival of Mark the Evangelist with Pastor David Peterson. And we'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions, talking with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House about confession and satisfaction in the Apology of the Augsburg Confession. It's one image. It's two sides of one image. Christ the victim, the one who pays with his blood for the sins of the world, who appeases the wrath of God by suffering the just judgment for the sins of the world, and Christ the victor, who in his flesh and in his death, through that shedding of his blood, conquers sin, death, and the devil for you. I'm Todd Wilken. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilken and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
How was school today, kids?
Crazy! Hector's cherry tear got hit by a stone, and his eyes fell out into the dust before him there at his feet.
Sounds like Patroclus was being hot-tempered, rude, and quarrelsome again.
He always is. Dad, what's for supper?
I don't know yet. Supper is such a problem.
If it's a problem, you can use the scientific method to figure it out.
Problem? We want supper. Hypothesis? I think Dad will make tacos.
Actually, I was thinking about spaghetti.
Tacos or spaghetti?
False dichotomy.
Is this the after-school conversation of your dreams? Registration is now open for the 2018-19 school year at St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois, the only classical Lutheran school in the St. Louis area.
Hey, Dad, how did my violin practice sound?
Kiddo, it sounded epic.
Learn more at school.stpaulhamel.org. School.stpaulhamel.org.